says one should not defile himself with eating the shrotzim, the tmeisim, but more yula that Lamites says, tmeisim is written in the text in Aleph, but learn, you should read not from Lashon Tumah, Lashon of Tmeisim. If a person eats non-kosher food, it affects his mind. Really says his leiv, which is the source of his thoughts and his desires. He becomes a person who runs after the wrong things, loses his focus of what life is all about. Says the moshul to a person who has a store that has incense, spices. And one time he goes into a store of a tanner, which has a very foul smell. So since he was never used to that foul smell, the second he walks into such a store, he runs out of it, he can't stand it for a second. This person who had the spice store, unfortunately he lost his parnosa, and he had to become a tanner himself. So in the beginning it was very hard for him to do it. He was had to run out of the tannery every few minutes just to breathe. After a while, they get used to it. Same thing, a person eats non-kosher food, that proper hechsher. Also, he loses his sensitivity to the pleasant smells of life, pleasant opportunities of life of doing Torah and mitzvahs. Later, once he does that, it's hard to stop it, and he gets used to doing the wrong things. So, it's not only machlokes and suros, all kind of things that people get involved in nowadays. They get more and more connected to it, because of timtum alev. As we remind ourselves, we have a lot of things that are metamptim ourselves to waste our time. It's not any less than the shkotsu v'ramosu. I see people that after they finish shmonesu, they take out their phone and they look at the latest things. That shows he's metumtum. There's something wrong with his mind. Right in the middle of the person's in shul for a period of time, can't go for a few minutes without looking at his phone. It should be safer to have clear heads, focus on the right things. Use our life. It doesn't last forever. You know, some people think it does.